Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody! It's time to get squared away with Navy SEAL Radio. I'm your host, David Rutherford. As a behavioral training expert, top motivational speaker, author, and performance coach, it's my mission in life to help you defeat the negative insurgency in your life. So get fired up to use Frog Logic, the Navy SEAL training program, to help you succeed in any environment imaginable. Booyah! All right. You have a lightning storm in your heart right now. I hope that you are so fired up inside that you're ready to come out of your skin today. I hope that you've had such an amazing, epic, incredible week that you are just itching and scratching to get online and to call me up today and let me know just how awesome you are doing, because that's what I'm feeling right now. It's been a massive Frog Logic week for me. It's been an incredible summer, an incredible spring. In fact, we are busting out at the seams here at Team Frog Logic, and it's because of all you. It's because of all of you out there that are inspiring me so much with your positivity, so much with your ability to just explode through whatever you do. Changing in ways that you never are staring, just smothering it, just crushing the negativity in your life. All of you firing me up, man. That's math. I feel that. I feel it in this chair right now. I feel it here in the Team Frog Logic studio. I feel it from you coming surging through this microphone right now, into my ears, into my headset, and into my heart. I feel it. I feel all of you down deep in my heart. And I know you're crushing it. But I also know there's a bunch of you out there who aren't. There's a bunch of you out there right now that are facing incredible adversity. There's a bunch of you out there right now that are in a lot of pain. There's a lot of my teammates out there right now that are struggling in ways that people can't even fathom. You've been hurt. You've been stomped on. You've been broken. You're out there, I know. But let me tell you something right now. And I want you to listen up to all of you out there that are struggling. To all of you out there who maybe perhaps think that you can't do it, that you won't do it, that your time isn't coming, I want you to hear me. You're not alone. We are here. We are here for you. I am here for you. We want to make sure that you have the right tools in order to rise up out of the ashes, in order to just get that energy, to spark that fire in your gut. So it ignites and it's on fire. I want you to know you're not alone. Because we've all been there. All of us on Team Frog Logic, we've all been there. All of our teammates out on the internet, all the teammates that I have and all the audiences I've spoken to, all the people I call friends, all the teammates I call brothers, all my family, we've all been there. But you are not alone. Together, we will endure. Better yet, together we will succeed. Together we will destroy the limits that are upon us. We will tear off the shackles of inhibition. We will strip off the pain of adversity. We will destroy the limitations we place on ourselves because we have each other. That's what we're here today to do. That's what this show is all about. Welcome to Navy SEAL Radio. I'm your host, David Rutherford. This show is called Limitations, the lies outside of us in the truth within. Now, I know everybody's been like, hey, Rut, man, where you been, bud? Where you been? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for not sharing and being on here on the radio with you. It's been a crazy summer, right? We're doing just amazing things at Tame Frog Logic. The business is just growing and getting bigger and bigger because the message is reaching more people. All of you are helping me spread that message, and to that I'm grateful. I feel blessed from God that all of you who tell your friends, who tell your families, your coworkers, hey, there's this idea out there. There's these thoughts. There's this logic that you can employ in your life that's called frog logic. That can help you learn how to destroy the limits you place on yourself. And I appreciate that because you all are doing a big job, man. You're helping me get this word out there, man. I've spoken to some incredible groups over the last month that would just that humble me. I mean, these are amazing individuals and amazing teams out there, and they just make me feel so proud to be an American. They make me so proud that there are people out there that are focused and determined. And don't get me wrong, they have their problems. They have their struggles. All organizations do. People do. Nobody's perfect. There's only ever been one perfect person. Right? We all struggle. But here's the deal. Let me tell you what. Here is the deal. Together, we can get rid of the limits that stop us. Now, you're looking at me. You're listening right now. And you're like, Instructor Rut, man. Listen, I hear you talking, and I love what you say, but guess what, man? It's too hard. I can't get out of this funk. I can't destroy this cycle of failure. I can't come up. I can't find the inspiration, the motivation. Well, guess what? That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing what I do for you. That's why I've been called into action, man. I've been so blessed in my life with some amazing experiences, some incredible influences, some wonderful teachers. You know, I've been studying the human condition for man, 25 years coming up on. 25 years exploring, trying to discover how we succeed in every environment imaginable. Now, think about your journey. You've been on this epic journey too, right? And that's what we're here. We're here to share with one another. We're here to make each other better. We're here to sharpen each other's steel because iron sharpens iron. We're forging each other in a way that's meaningful. And that's what I'm here to do today. So I hope you're fired up, man. I hope you're fired up. I'm back on the air. It's been a little while, but you know what? I'm here, man. And I got to tell you what, we're really, the show is doing amazing. We're having an incredible response, you guys. Thank you so much. The numbers are just blasting through the roof on our downloads. And, you know, if you're interested in downloading all our episodes, you can either go to iTunes and just type in Navy SEAL Radio, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and / Navy SEAL Radio and find me. And pretty soon we're going to be able to have all the shows listed on, I'm proud to announce, a new website that we hopefully will be releasing by the end of the month. All right. So I know it's been a long time coming. I told you back in January, but I'll tell you what, this website is awesome. It's going to provide you with basically all the Frog Logic content that I've produced over the years. It's going to produce you with all the latest daily doses of motivation, everything out there a little bit. All right, if you're a first-time listener and this is the first time you're hearing, you hear this term Frog Logic, you're going, what? What are you talking about, Rut? Frog Logic? Frog Logic? I don't get it. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Frog Logic is Navy SEAL motivation. Navy SEAL motivational training at its finest, right? This is the philosophy that I've developed over 25 years of exploring the human condition and researching it, combined with my experience in the SEAL teams, but also combining it with over 70 plus years of UDT Navy SEAL operations training and elite performance to create a program for you. So you can begin employing the thoughts, the ideas, everything that we, that all the positive attributes of the SEAL program in my life. You can begin employing this in your life today, immediately, and start seeing a change. All right? This is stuff that works. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I have literally thousands of testimonials from people out there over the years that have said, wow, I started to employ Frog Logic in my life and everything changed. Everything changed. How my physically was, my physicality, how strong I became and how focused on my PT and developing that in my body. That changed. And then mentally, I started to think new thoughts and new ideas and employ different tactics and procedures and how I rationalized my life and how I employed, how I went about my daily, the goals I set, the missions I undertook in my life. Everything started to change. My brain literally started to grow in my cranium. And spiritually, I never knew how important that was until I heard Frog Logic. Until I listened to you, David, or I read one of your books, or I read one of your posts, or I talked to another person that had been employing Frog Logic in their lives, and they started sharing with me the spiritual power that exists within all of us. Within each one of us out there, we have this incredible ability to be faithful in something bigger than ourselves. For me, that's my faith in God, man. And God lights that fire in my gut. Christ does too. You need to help. You need to work on that spirituality. And the people out there that are employing Frog Logic, they're doing that right now. They're feeling these three things, the triad of life, the Frog Logic triad. They're feeling these things improve. And with that improvement, they're ready to take on the negative insurgency. And I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. So that's what Frog Logic is. And if you want to know more, please visit us at teamfroglogic.com. You can go to YouTube. I've got a ton of videos that explore it. I've got almost 80. This is my 79th radio show, I'm pretty sure. 79 radio shows, almost a million downloads. I have shows on all the main concepts except for Live with Purpose, and we're starting to work on all those with videos and shows that will come out early next year with. And just all these things that you have to understand are part of your life, right? These core concepts that if you employ them, man, you're going to crush it. And those four concepts within Frog Logic are: you got to learn to embrace your fear, you got to forge your self-concepts. And I'm telling you, not only based on my own personal journey, my incredible experience as a Navy SEAL, a contractor, a security specialist, training specialist, behavioral training specialist, now a top motivational speaker in the country, an author for kids, adults, a YouTube personality, radio show host, right? All this, what I've learned, you know, I've spoken to almost 40,000 people in live audiences. I've touched over 4 million people on the internet, and I'm learning a hell of a lot about how we function, what we need. These four things, you employ these ideas, these concepts, you work on these day in and day out, and guess what? You will change your life. You will begin to destroy the self-imposed limits that you place on top of your heart every day. So that's Frog Logic. I hope you join us. I hope you become a member of our team. Please. We need more recruits. We need people out there spreading a message of positivity, spreading a message of love, spreading a message of team. We need more of that because the world is a challenging place right now. There's a lot of negativity out there, isn't there? So today's show is about limitations, the lies outside of us and the truth within. So let's first just get started, all right? I'm super fired up, as you guys can tell, as usual. I this stuff gets inside me, and I just can't stop thinking about how important all this is for us to learn and to share with one another. So let's start out, let's define limits, right? This is from Webster's Online, and this was a pretty good one I found. All right, here you go. Limits: the act of controlling the size or extent of something. The act of limiting something. Something that controls how much of something is possible or allowed. Something such as a lack of ability or strength that controls what a person is able to do. Something. What is that something? That's the key. What is your something that you're limited on? What is the something that you can't overcome? What is that something? And this gets into where limits come from for us. I mean, think about it. Let's get into this right now. Let's dive right in, both feet, shall we? Let's dive in and try and understand where limits come from. They start outside of us, right? Because, you know, other than your innate raw sense of fear that you're born with, which is a part of us all, right? And I'll talk about fear here in a little bit. You're always going to have some limitations because of that fear. It's natural. It's a part of us. You know, unless you get a little ice cream scooper and scoop out that amygdala in the middle of your limbic system, you're going to have fear. So therefore, you're going to have some form of limit inside. We'll talk about that in a second. But outside, from the very first moment you're born and you're starting to integrate into your environment, your behavior starts to evolve, man. Now, the challenge is, depending upon your environment, and every environment instills limits on us, for sure, but depending upon your environment, there's an external influence that is constantly having you reassess what you can and can't do, right? Now, these limits generally start with our family. Our family places limits on us. Our friends develop limits for us. Our work or school. The world in general, right? There's this thing called the negative insurgency that's out there. Now, what is the negative insurgency? The negative insurgency is this powerful force that exists, that's around everywhere. It's surrounded us. It's literally outside your door right now. It's outside of your headphones or your radio or your internet, your computer, your lid. It's out there lurking and looming. And it's ready to pounce on you. It's ready to teach you that you can't do something. It's ready to teach you to be more afraid of the things that are all around you. It's recruiting new people that are only about themselves. Right? We see it all day, every day, man. It's smashing us in the face in the news, of course. The worst place in the world that enhance our limitations. Right? It's divisive. It's separating us. Now, don't get me wrong, the news is important. We need to be informed, but at the same time, man, you got to use your head. You got to gauge the information that's coming in, and you got to use your own logic, your own deductive reasoning, your own mind to cipher through what's real, what isn't real, what is necessary in your life, what isn't necessary, all right? Now's the time to really explore your mental capacity, right? Engage that prefrontal cortex in a way that is going to be remarkable for you. Instead of just being a sheep or, just swallowing anything that is thrown into your face and regurgitating as a fact. I mean, that's the challenge, though, right? And as we take on information, external information, it changes us. It changes us, whether it's true or untrue, right? There's a limit on us. If we start to believe something about someone else, man, that's a limit. All right, another one is, you know, that the negative insurgency gets into is really in where it all starts is our family, right? How many people out there who are listening right now have family members that are perpetually negative? Oh, it's such a horrible day out. Oh, we'll never be able to go there or do this. Or, oh, woe is me. Life is horrible. Just constantly. Oh, you can't ever do that. You shouldn't try that. Oh, that's way out of your league. Who has that in their life? You can't do this. You shouldn't do this. You won't do this. I won't allow you to do this. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain limits that are healthy for us, right? Destructive behavior, limiting that. Man, I tell you what, I know that in depth. There have been multiple times in my life where I've thought that destructive behavior was going to set me free. By kind of being doing what I wanted and acting the way I wanted, I was actually freeing myself of society's limits when all it was caging me. And that isn't healthy, right? We need certain healthy limits. We need ability to interact with one another in a positive way. That's what's squared away. Now, don't get me wrong, man. I realize there are some evil, evil people out there. There are some people that you need to be able to, you need to shut them down. You need to throw limits on them intensely. I know that. Don't forget, I was a SEAL. But then flip it around, man, and you think about just the little limits that people place on us every single day. Our family, and then in our friends. I mean, are you hanging out with people that are making you better? Are you hanging out with people that are enhancing your ability to break free of the norm, your normative behavior, to set aside that comfort zone behavior, I call it, to push it aside and say, you know what, man? I'm tired of being comfortable. I want to go test myself. I want to break free. I don't want to just sit on the couch or just go to the movies or go to the mall or something. I want to go test myself. I want to go paddleboard for the first time or go hiking or mountain biking or I want to go hunting or I don't know what it is. I want to go try something that's different, that's unique. Come out of my comfort zone. I want to break free of these limits that we're our group or our, you know, you and your swim buddy are involved in, man. That's key. Work, man, one of the most limiting things that we have, right? Is your work limiting you right now? I guarantee it is in some capacity, but that's work, right? There are certain things that you have to conform to in order for the mission of the team to succeed. Now, when you think about it, you actually chose to do what you're doing, right? Nobody's holding you a gun to your head. Unless maybe you're overseas somewhere. Nobody's holding a gun to your head saying, guess what, you will do this. You will, you have to do this. You could change your career today. You could break free of that self-imposed limit. Get out of the monotony of that grind that you call, that defeating mentality that you face every day going to work. If you walk into work on Monday morning and say, I can't wait till Friday every single week, that's wrong, man. Think of the limiting factor of your productivity by that comment alone. Now, a lot of times people are like, well, I'm just playing, man. It's just sarcasm. Lighten up, dude. Yeah, guess what? I say and halt on your sarcasm. That's right, and halt. You need to think about the things that you say, the ideas. More important, you got to think about what the thoughts that you think. Right? There's so much negativity coming at us from the world. So many limits being placed on. Man, I think about the first time I was telling people that I was going to become a Navy SEAL. They're like, what? Elvis. Because my nickname in college was Elvis. Elvis, that's the hardest military training in the world. And meanwhile, you know, I was 225 pounds, long hair, out of shape, a mess. Drinking my face off. Total, just complete degenerate. But I needed to break free of the limits that had almost destroyed me. About the outside world and not understanding that my perception needed to be adjusted. Because if you leave that unchecked, if you're not truly thinking about what you're taking on board, what you're emotionally processing, if you don't check that stuff, guess what? Man, it's going to ruin you. It's going to ruin you. It's going to tear you apart. It's going to destroy you. It's going to bring you down. And next thing you know, you've got limits that you couldn't, the weight of the limits that you place on yourself feels like the whole world is on you, right? You can't shuck it. You can't get it off you. That's not healthy, man. But that's out there. That's the negative insurgency. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I swear you hear me loud and clear. 5x5, 5x5, licking chicken, instructor other. I read you licking chicken. The world is hard. The world is hard. And it's always going to be hard. It's not going to get any easier. Sure, certain things in your life get easier because you gain more wisdom. There's more technological advancements. Things you get conditioned. You know how to do things better. Yeah, but guess what? In terms of you achieving your purpose, living out a dream, that's not easy. Trust me. I've gone after multiple dreams in my life, and all but one I've achieved. And I'm still going to come back to that one here in about 10 years, and I'm going to go hard for it until the day I die. I'll share that with you in about a decade. But I refuse, absolutely, adamantly refuse to allow the outside world to place limits on me. Negative. I won't do it. Now, where do the true limits come from? They come from fear, right? Fear. And I told you that you're wired for it. It ain't going anywhere. And you've been taught it your whole life too. But because of that, the powerful influence of fear, and that's why I have an entire part of Frog Logic, and the Frog Logic concepts is learning to embrace your fear. If you want to check it out, I got a great 6 great videos on YouTube to get you started. And then I've done 6 radio shows on how to do it as well. So fear. So once that fear settles into you and becomes part of your behavioral pattern, part of your thinking, your cognitive function, now the real limits start. Because those, now it's inside you. And you start to believe that I can't do something. You start to believe that you shouldn't do something. You start to believe that, guess what, you're not capable, that you shouldn't. There's no way where you're from or what you've seen or where you're going, you can't do that. No way, not you. Not you. But better yet, you're saying this to yourself. You're saying, I can't do that. I shouldn't be a part of this. There's no way I'll ever learn that. I'll never be a part of that. I'll never be able to do that. And that hurts. I know it. I've been there thousands of times. Man, if I had a dollar for every time I thought about quitting in Buds because I didn't think I could do it, man, I'd be a rich man. That program's hard. You know, if I thought about how many times I talked to the Admiral about, man, this whole motivational speaking industry, man, this is hard. There's so many speakers out there, so many people, you know, trying to do their thing. It's hard. Maybe we ought to do something else. Maybe I ought to go back to contracting. She's like, no, you're good at this. You're going to stick to it. Yeah, I am. I am. This is my call, and this is what the Lord wants me to do. So you're right. I am good at this. And that's how it starts. That's how you start changing your mindset. That's how you start flipping it around on itself. That's how you start building back up. That's how you start. Man, I remember in that bottle and, you know, depression, and I was miserable. And guess what? But when I finally decided to come out of it, when I got that epiphany and said, whoa, I got to change my life right now, thanks to God. Man, and I went to Buds, that's where it started changing. But here's the kicker, and I want to fill you in on this. You want to destroy limits, you have to crush yourself. You have to be prepared for work that is the hardest work you've ever done. You got to be willing to sweat and bleed and cry and feel pain in places you didn't know existed. And that's what I felt going through SEAL training at Buds, man. I got to tell you, some of the things that you do and experience there are like, you're like, come on. Why in the heck do I need to be able to do this? Because you can't have limits when you go downrange. Limits within yourself. You got to believe that you've done everything that you can do to support your teammate, to support the mission, to support the service that you've rogered up to render to your team. That's powerful. That's where the limits really start just peeling off you. Literally chunks, big, huge, fat clumps of chunk. This big old limit chunk on your shoulder just falls off and goes, falls on the ground. Man, is when you start dedicating yourself to hard work. You start dedicating yourself to a training program that's going to enhance you. For me, that was Buds. And I learned a whole new way of destroying limits. In fact, I you know, you finish Hell Week, man. And I told this story to a bunch of young people at the FFA. when I did an event for Farm Credit on Thursday out in Kentucky. Man, by the way, kids, you were awesome. I had such a good time. But these young people, I was just telling them, like, hey, man, you know, Hell Week, I went through, you know, you stay up for 94, 98 straight hours getting crushed. You know, sleep a couple, 24 more, sleep a couple, 12 more, and then you secure. Now, here's the wild thing about Hell Week. When you secure from Hell Week, all those pre-existing perceived limits that you have placed on yourself, myself, gone, destroyed, blown away. Man, I felt 7 feet taller. I felt 1,000 times bigger. My heart was beating stronger. My mind was more clear. Commitment to my teammates was like nothing I've ever experienced, because I got rid of all those pre-existing limits that I was pulling along with me in my life. Destroyed them. Now, here's the kicker, though. Are you ready? After that, now you realize you don't have any limits. You got to live up to that, and that's a challenge, too. It's kind of the irony of this whole exercise that you're going to be under. Exercise is too light of a word. This whole transformation, this metamorphosis in your life. The irony of it is that once you relieve yourself of limits, all of a sudden more limits come on you. Well, geez, what can I really do? Now, thankfully, when I got to the teams, I had some incredible influences, because I constantly was trying to put new limits on myself. And these weren't healthy limits at all. It was limits that were just, it were arrogance and stupidity based on my age and my thinking that, oh, I knew everything, when I didn't, man. And it really trashed my career in many different ways. And that's why the young men that I'm mentoring now that are in the teams, man, I say, hey, listen, you got to get rid of these limits, these ideas, these perceptions, and you got to keep all that external negativity off. You got to be in the moment and learn as much as you possibly can, even the good with the bad, to make you a better team guy, to make you better frogman. And those people who do that, and if you do that in your life, if you stay in the moment and you learn as much as you can, and you don't, as soon as you hear something or see, don't immediately put limits on yourself, man, you're gonna fly. You're going to take off in this life and do an amazing job. You know, fast forward, I got out of the teams, and where was I? Right back again. Limits. And again, try to destroy myself for another 3 years with limits. And thankfully, another teammate of mine pulled me out of the abyss. Old Captain Joe. Love you, Joach. Thank you. You know, I mean, this is how it works, man. Fast forward, I met my wife, the Admiral. She said, all right, we're gonna destroy some limits you've been placing on yourself spiritually, and we're going to move forward. And eight years later, I'm starting to finally get rid of those limits. Thanks for sticking around, Admiral. You're the best. I love you. And now as a speaker, I'm really starting to destroy limits that I thought were on me. Man, when I first started this thing, I placed this limit on myself. It was crazy. I said, I want to reach 10 million people in 10 years. And now that's a great goal, right? And that's what it is. It's a goal. But that's not my limit, man. You know what the true test of what I do for a living is one person at a time. Because the depth of what's inside of you, the depth of your capability, the depth of your ability to change the world with a little bit of positivity, a little bit of motivation in your life is massive. It's infinite, actually. So I hope that you're hearing me. I hope that you're listening to me. I hope that you're feeling inspired inside. And you're starting to have that energy, that tingle in your arms and in your heart and your mind and your like your soul, and you're ready to start going, man. Because now it's time. It's time to start looking at the truth that's inside of you, the truth of what you really are, what God blessed you with, that you have inside of you. Because I'm telling you. Barring some catastrophic genetic malmutation or whatever challenges you have or anything, if you choose to live a limitless life, now granted, tomorrow I am not going to go start dunking a basketball on Dwayne Wade in some competition, or I'm going to take Brady's spot now that he's benched, right? I'm not going to take his spot. But what I can do is I can keep going out there and doing what I do best. I found my purpose. And now I can start stretching those limits. So 10 million, heck, how about 50 million? How about 100 million people? They're saying there's going to be 700 million smartphones next year. So wouldn't it be awesome? Isn't it going to be awesome when one of my radio shows or video plays on every single smartphone in the world? Why not? Now, I'm sure there are people out there that are willing to give me a thousand reasons why not, but I'm not going to listen to that. You know, it's so often people always tell me, they're like, "Rot, man. Dude, you're a crazy dreamer, dude. Man, you got your heads in the clouds. You're always thinking these crazy thoughts on what it's going to be like." And I'm looking at them, I'm like, "Yeah, that's right, yeah." I'm like, "Let me hear your dreams." "Oh, I don't know. I don't have any." "What do you mean you don't know your dream? What do you want to do? What's your purpose? What do you want to do? What's the greatest thing that you could do in your life and the influence? I don't know. I don't know, Rod. I haven't thought about it." "Well, all right, that's cool. When was the last time you had a dream? When was it? Was it in, you know, a few years ago? Was it in college? Was it in service? Was it, you know, tell me the greatest dream you ever had when you were a kid." "I don't know. I don't know, Rod." So what I've done, let me tell you what. Here's what I've done. I was thinking about this talk for the last couple weeks and what I was gonna discuss with y'all, you know, is I wanted to tell you about some ideas, right? Four new Frog Logic concepts to help you start destroying the limitations you're placing on yourself and how you go about it. Just a format, an idea to get you thinking, all right? To get you thinking about how you can start to erase the limits in your life. All right, here we go. Number one, are you ready? Do not listen to the negativity. Now, you're like, "Well, Rudd, I would have to turn off my TV 24/7. I would have to cancel all my friends. I would have to stop hanging out with my family." Here, all I'm saying is, when you hear negativity, you need to get the spidey senses going. Brrr, your ears, your situational awareness flares up, and you got your Superman powers and all that stuff flaring. And all of a sudden, now you're like, "Whoa, that was negative. Whoa, that was negative. Whoa, that's negative. Wow, it's coming at me all the way." Well, stop listening to it. Right? Or set up some kind of way that, you know, you can, you know, twist the negativity into a positive. "Wow, that person's really negative. I definitely shouldn't act like that." "Wow, did you hear that? That's negative. I want to get rid of that input out of my life or disconnect from that." Because it's up to you how you take that negativity on board. So if you stop listening to it, literally say, "You know what, I'm not going to accept that anymore. I'm not going to allow that to change the way I think, to change the way I feel, to change the way what I want to do or alter or distract or dissuade or to inhibit me or to stoke fear in me. I'm just not going to listen to it anymore. No way. Just not going to do it." So you got to stop listening to the negativity, right? The next one. You ready for the next one? You got to try something, fail, try again. Try something, fail, and try again. One of the greatest ways that you'll learn how to destroy the limitations, the limits that you've placed on yourself in your life, is to try something new. Or just try something you haven't tried in a while. The easiest way to get started is through physicality. Sign up for a 5K or 4K or 3K or whatever. Sign up for an Ironman. Heck, I don't care. Go big. Really destroy the limits that are on you. right? And when you erase those things, you start to see things as they truly are. You start to see the truth of what you're capable of, what you've been blessed with. I have the incredible pleasure of participating with a friend of mine, Nick Hawks, who owns Paleo Treats. And if you guys want to get to know more about Nick Hawks and their amazing company, him and his wife Lee, Paleo Treats, just check them out online at paleotreats.com, or check out one of Nick was just awarded a FedEx grant. And so there's a video. So just Google videos, Paleo Treats, FedEx, Nick Hawks, and you'll see this incredible video about Nick. All right, so Nick is getting ready to run for the third year in a row, his third attempt, the Leadville 100. That's a 100-mile race out in the Rockies, out in Leadville, Colorado. Now, because he was so inspiring in his attempt, his first year, 74 miles, hyped out, had to stop. Last year, I think 68 miles, his nutrition was a little jacked up, so you know his body started shutting down at 68. This year, he's come back harder, more intense, more focused than ever before. He's read every ultra running book, every nutrition book. He's been training like a madman. He's literally just, he's saying, limit, ha, boom, pass it away. Limit, ha, boom, pass it away. And so as a result of this inspiration, I've decided to go out and help him, assist him in any way I can, in the hopes that even also to offer my skills to say, hey, Nick, do you need me to pace you or run with you for a certain period of time, 10 miles, 20 miles, 25, maybe 30 miles if I could do it? I'm there for you. Think about that. Think about what that influence of Nick's taking away his inspiration, right? So I'm going to go try this. I'm going to go help him. And you know what? I might fail. But taking Nick's lead, he tried, he failed, he tried again. He failed, and he's trying again. So as a result, that's igniting me to try now. See what happens. I'll probably fail, but guess what? I will get back up and I'm going to try again. And you know what? My goal ultimately is to run that Leadville 100 myself. Why? Because there are limits on me that I'm placing on myself. The third one you got to think about, you ready for this? Is purpose clears the clutter of your life. That's right. Purpose clears the clutter, right? The negativity, the limits. So you got to really think about what your purpose is, what your dreams are. Nick's purpose is to run and finish the Leadville 100. That's pretty focused. And what he's been able to do as a result has changed his entire life. How he trains every day, how he goes about his day, what he eats, everything he thinks about. Destroyed typical limits that he placed on himself. Now think about it in your life, right? Are you truly purposeful in what you want to do in your life? Do you have a purpose to destroy your limits? Now I ask this question all the time. I go, hey, and ask it yesterday, hey, what's your purpose? Purpose is to be a good person. Great, love that purpose. How? Oh, my purpose is to be a good spouse. Okay, that's great. How? Oh, my purpose is to be successful. Okay, how? Because even though you might say you've got this grandiose purpose, this object, this desire, this action that you're following, you don't quite know how to achieve it. And because of that, as you have this long shot purpose, this thing that's way out over the horizon, you've got no accurate GPS guide to get there. All of a sudden, the tides and storms of limits come in the way and they distract you from getting to where you want to get. All right? Establish a purpose. Start working backwards on exactly how you're going to get there. Clear away the clutter of that outside influence. Get it out of your system. Get it out of your focus, man. And if you don't believe that that works, all you got to do is go out and read some inspirational book or blog online or watch a video of somebody that's amazing, right? Somebody that's absolutely incredible, doing amazing things in their lives, and watch how they've cleared the clutter with this purpose. Clear the clutter with your purpose. All right. Now, the last one. This is a biggie. This is a biggie. And this is what one of the things that I see all the time out there. And I talk to people about all the time. And I do a lot of private coaching too, right? And one of the things I always ask with people is, you know, I talk to them about what their mission is in life. That's what I always ask. What's your mission? Do you have a mission? Because I'll tell you what, the only way dreams come true is if you have a mission to get there, period. You can't wing it and expect to achieve a lofty purpose or to have mission success in the most incredibly austere environments imaginable. It just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. Stumbling through life and just going out of the whim or free range living, whatever you want to talk about, that's fine and dandy for a wild horse out in Montana. But for a human being, it doesn't make any sense at all. And for those of you out there who are, and that's your purpose, God bless you. I hope it's enjoyable. I hope you're doing what you want to do and you feel good. And you know what? I hope you're trusting your heart. Because that's what the last one is. You got to learn to trust what's in your heart. Now, this is a challenge for many people. Because, again, that outside influence, that negative insurgency is constantly trying to get us to question what we feel, what's striking us, what's making us emotional, right? You got to trust your heart. Do you truly love yourself? Are you passionate about becoming better? Do you love the direction you're having in your life? Because many people out there would answer me in a one-on-one setting here sitting across my table from me. They'd be like, Rut, no. I don't love myself. I don't feel the love from my teammates or my swim buddies. I certainly don't feel love from God right now. And I would say, why? Why do you put those limits on you? Well, because it's just everybody's going to let me down. I'm never going to achieve that dream, you know? Heck, man, I was in the airport yesterday coming home and I was ordering lunch. And this waiter, I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, I don't know. I just got here. So good. Good so far. I go, what's up, man? Do you have the expectation that something's going to go bad fast today? He goes, usually does. So I'm just going to, it's a lot easier to prepare for that than to have a good attitude. You know, and I was just like, holy cow. Your life is that bad where you that's your behavioral pattern. You prepare for the worst and then it you know, because of that, it sets you up for success. That's a hell of a way to go through it. Hell of a way. And I've been there, man, and it ain't fun. It sucks. And all you out there who are going through right now, I'm sorry, but guess what? Suck it up. Get out of that normative behavior pattern or that comfort zone because it's destroying you. It's more limits. It's just limits on top. It's just absurd. Trust your heart. Believe that you're capable. Love yourself, love your team, love God, and those things will inspire you to push past the hardships, to overcome adversity. There's so many people out there that I talk to, man, and I was like, hey, you know, what do you think? What's your gut tell you? They don't know what their gut's saying because their fire's not lit in their gut. It's just not burning. They got no fuel. Now, where's your fuel come from? Love, period. That is the greatest fuel source that we have ever been given. It is the greatest source that we have around the world as a species. Unbelievable, all right? And everybody out there, every scientist, all this stuff out there, most everybody, there's some quacks out there that said, oh, love is just a perception that you create for yourself. It's not genuine. I say, shut up. Love's awesome. Love's strong. Love gets me out of bed every morning. Love helps me throw off the shackles of limits. Love helps me find my purpose because I love all of you. I want all of you to do well. All the people that Roger up and have a willingness to serve the greater good, to put others ahead of themselves, to adhere to the mission of the team, to make the world a better place, I love you. Hell yeah, I do. And I am not afraid to say that because I want to give you that fuel, just like other people have given me fuel. Just like my two girls gave me fuel this morning when I woke up in the bed and they told me, Papa, I love you. Fuel. Fire. So I trust my heart that I'm doing the right thing. And you know what? If I'm not, and if I start getting distracted by limits, people will tell me. I have the checks and balances in my life that other folks will come in and be like, hey, Rut, you're not right right now. Roger that. What you think? Man, you need to think about this. Roger that. Done. Trust your heart. Go through them. Frog Logic Concepts to help you destroy the self-imposed limits you have on yourself. One, don't listen to negativity. Two, try, fail, try again. Three, purpose will clear the clutter of your life. And four, trust your heart. Have faith that love is strong. Those are them, man. I hope you're digging it. I hope you're hearing me because, you know, I know right now everybody that is listening, that really, really truly has your ears open and listening to what I have to say. How many limits do I actually have on myself? How long have I been cheating myself of what I could truly do? Your true potential, right? It ain't a cliche. It's a reality. You can do so much more than you're doing. You just have to want to. You got to destroy those limits. All right. So let's go to online right now. Okay. So every radio show I ask a question. And today's no different. I went out there and here's on my Facebook page. And listen, if you want to follow me, I'm on all the social media sites. Please join in. I'm on my my private Facebook page. Unfortunately, I'm at my 5,000 max there. So go to the Team Frog Logic page and start following us there. We're having a huge explosion and share there. I'm on Twitter, at Team Frog Logic. We're really cranking out there. Instagram, please go follow us on Instagram. Google+, LinkedIn. All right, if you want to know more about business or your business is interested in hiring me to come in and get your team fired up to destroy your limits and learn about Frog Logic and how to help your team, check me out on LinkedIn or our teamfroglogic.com page. I'm on Google+. I'm on Pinterest. Love Pinterest. Man, got great kind of thing there. And what else? Where am I? I think that's it. And Tumblr. I'm on Tumblr as well, too. Now, here's the kicker, though, too. All right, we'll get into this, and then I'll go to that. All right, so on my private page, here you go, right here. So Christopher writes in, and the question I asked, just so you know, it was, where do the limits we place on ourselves come from, number one, and two, how do you get rid of yours? All right, so Christopher writes in, I'm inspired to overcome self-imposed limits by remembering the legacy of my immigrant family. That's awesome, dude. Love that one. Love it. They came from Sweden and worked hard. I also remember my brother, who, while paralyzed at 17 from an accident, went on to grow a successful business and become wealthy. Finally, remember that I am a child of the true king, and he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and longs to be gracious to his children. Semper Fi. Chris, amazing. Love it. Johnny writes in, number one, fear to faith. Spot on. Joseph writes in, the limits we place on ourselves come from how others perceive us, how we perceive ourselves, and how we feel we're capable of doing. I get rid of my limits by realizing that it doesn't matter what anyone thinks. If I want to accomplish something, all I have to do is work for it. Well, I like that a lot, Joseph, but the one thing I ask you, though, if you're adhering to the mission of the team, you got to be willing to hear what the people you love and care about are. Granted, it might not be what you want to hear, but if they're being honest and a lot of other people being honest and it doesn't jive with what you're thinking, maybe you need to second guess and listen to some outside influence. Just a thought, right? I struggle with that a long time. Chris says, I think fear is a big part of knowing limitations, but the flip side is past experience in certain situations. One thing I personally think is that we as a people and a country need to develop our mindset to adjust our past experiences to push our limits further, which in turn provides us with a broader foundation and base to navigate the sea of life and to keep a true heading. Very poetic there, Chris. I dig it. Spot on, too, man. Well, so often we take these past experiences and we drag them with us, and they just keep getting in the way of us developing, right? We like to relive old things. Now, granted, it's good to understand, know where you come from, to know the past so you don't repeat it, but you don't got to relive the past over and over again. That's a big problem. All right, Aaron says, self-imposed limits are a result of fear, lack of confidence, and acceptance of failure or mediocrity, or some combination thereof. They are overcome by having self-confidence to set goals that regularly push us to those limits and beyond. That confidence is built through having faith, a good team around you, and the perseverance to push on after each success or failure. I like that a lot. Then PJ writes in, from not pushing or testing ourselves often enough, amen. So many people don't do that. By getting out of my mental and physical comfort zone often. God bless you, PJ. I love that answer, brother. Super fired up with that one. All right, let's go to my Team Frog Logic page right here, and let's check out what people got rolling here. All right, here we go. This one's from Joe. Limits lend themselves from past experience, be it positive or negative, and getting rid of them comes from living outside your comfort zone. From when you are there is when you learn. From when you are there is when you learn. Check. Chris says, I think fear is a big part of knowing. Flip side is past. Yep. All right. I read that one. He put them on both pages there. I love it. Very cool. Very cool. So people are getting fired up on this one. I dig it. Let me go to Twitter. Let me see if anybody responded on Twitter. Here we go. Nope. Don't see any response on Twitter. No sweat. People who watch Twitter aren't up yet, I guess, or they're watching the news. No biggies. All right. So those are some of the ideas that we've had. All right. Unfortunately, I only got 2 minutes left. I know there's a caller on. I'm sorry. And I want to tell everybody about what's coming down the pike. All right. So just want to let you know that we're gonna wind down Navy SEAL Radio. And we're going to transition over. I'm going to stew in something called the Frog Logic Podcast. The Frog Logic Podcast. And this one is going to be totally very heavy on modern current events and what's going on, to discuss that, to find the motivation, to reduce the negativity in our lives. I'm going to have insane, awesome interviews with experts from around the country and all different facets of life, from psychology to performance, you name it. The Frog Logic Podcast is coming along with the new website. We're working on diligently to finish our next kids book, which will be an anti-bully Doc Frog book. You're going to love it. All right. And we got some new videos coming, and where to find it. You're going to find all this stuff on teamfroglogic.com. I'll be posting the Frog Logic Podcast on iTunes. It's really a really amazing thing. And just, you know, stand by for it, because it's going to be awesome, y'all. It really is. So I want to thank all the people in my life that, you know, that helped me destroy my limits, right? All my teammates, all my friends from college, my family members, most especially my wife, the Admiral, my children that helped me destroy limits all the time, and God Almighty, because without God, none of us have anything. And God is the number one way to destroy the limits in your life. All right. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you all for listening. I'm your host, David Rutherford. Thanks for listening to Navy SEAL Radio. One last thing. Don't ever forget, I'm your new swim buddy. Thanks for being hosted.